Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, we present the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Roderick?
How are you, Richard?
We're using our maiden names tonight.
See? Hey, Go ahead. Did you see where NBC is going to make all crime shows go on after 9:30?
Oh, I don't think we'll mind going on after 10.
Brother, this show's a crime, believe me.
It's not supposed to be a mystery show. It just turns out that way. Well, no, no kidding. People say, you be good or I'll make you listen to that program.
What's new with you, Red?
Well, you're looking at a celebrity.
I am?
Yep.
Somebody behind you?
Yep. Let's not start that again this week, old boy. No, I mean, the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce has elected me as a symbol to symbolize... to stand as a symbol of the world's worst driver. I am Drooper.
Drooper, huh?
Yep.
Well, you got the clothes for it.
Yes. You talk like a boy with a lot of money, don't you? Huh?
Proud of that.
Well, Red, just what is a droopert?
Well, the droopert, you see them all over the country. One kind of a droopert is a guy that waits for the traffic signal, and when the light turns amber, he puts one foot off the curb. See, when the light turns green, he dashes right in front of your car. Just as you step on the gas, and then he looks up and he says, "Won't you look out where you're going, you bum?"
Well, I know just the kind you mean. You should have asked him the same question.
You don't have to ask those people. We know where they're going. Forest Lawn.
Well, how come when the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce put on their safety driving campaign, they picked you to be Drooper?
Say, with questions like that, we're going to need no more time, old boy. Well, Drooper's supposed to be all the screwball drivers rolled into one. He's a moron, an idiot, a person that's inconsiderate. Wait a minute, I've been insulted and didn't know. Idea was this, anyhow.
Well, how did you feel when the cops dragged you out of that 1918 jalopy and took you up in front of all those people?
Well, truthfully, it was a lot of fun. You know, I figure if we could help prevent a traffic accident by acting like a dope, well, then I was doing some good, maybe.
Well, I bet when you drove home, you were really careful.
I drove slowly. I drove on the right side of the street. I made a signal with my left hand and then turned left. Uh-huh. I even stopped for a red light, you know. I felt so silly doing just the opposite from everybody else, you know.
Well, this guy Drooper's the world's worst driver, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the type of a guy that when a Drooper hears an ambulance siren, he pulls right out in the middle of the road to give the ambulance driver a little more business.
Well, you know, Red, sometimes I think you pick too much on the California drivers. After all, what are all the bad drivers of the other states doing?
Visiting relatives in Los Angeles. And now here's our beautiful Anita Ellis. What are you going to sing, honey?
Je vous aime.
Well, you don't say.
Je vous aime, mon amour. Je vous adore. Will I hear those lovely words no more? Je vous aime, mon amour. Je vous adore. Can't we sing as we sang before? This was a promise so tender. while his lips sang a song of surrender. You will live in my heart forevermore. Je vous aime, mon chéri. Je vous adore. You will live in my heart forevermore. Je vous aime, mon amour. Je
The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, Volume 3. I told you about opening that breakfast food in here. Chapter 1 is entitled, A Listener Complains.
Well, here I am.
Yes, sir, boy. Here it is, summer, all over. Today's the first of autumn, and I ain't sold one air conditioner. Boy, am I mad at that Rolly cigarette program. That air cool every house in the nation. Well, I'll fix them. I'm here to find that Rod O'Connor, and I'll fix that boy. Studio D, Rolly cigarette program. I'll just open the cellophane door here and go in. Howdy doody, fat boy. I'm Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, don't worry. I've never heard of anybody dying of it.
Yeah.
What did you want to see me about?
Well, I'll tell you. I wanted to see you because I'm sick of looking at myself.
Now, look, Hayseed, this is a radio broadcast, and there are millions of people listening to us.
You want to bet? Ain't you got anything better to do?
Are you supposed to be funny?
Well, that's what it says on my birth certificate.
All right, what did you come here for?
Well, I came in here to let you know that has put me in bankruptcy. And goodness, with the cost of living the way it is, eggs have gone so high now that my chicken are laying them with parachutes on. That's too fast for him. He didn't get it. After I said it, I didn't care much for it myself.
Look, what's on your mind?
Hmm?
I said, what's on your mind?
Look, flattery and fast talk ain't gonna win me over. I've been listening to your Rolly program for a long time, way before you ever started them drafty commercials, you know. I'm a real fan. Well, first you started out with that, does your cigarette taste different lately? I went around and smoked so many cigarettes. I'm telling you, I got nicotine nostrils from it. And the next thing you gave out with it is medical science offers proof. I went to see my vet the next day. I was scared. Then you had to start that 903. Shh. 903. Shh. Well, that did it.
I don't get your point.
If I butt you with my head, you will.
Well, if you don't mind, we have a program to do now. What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say?
Yeah.
What am I trying to say? Yeah, what am I trying to say?
You're a first-class idiot.
Oh, no, I'm not. I've got to make three more tests before I pass that rating.
Now, stick to the subject. You were talking about Raleigh Commercial.
Yes, I'm here to tell you that you ruined my air conditioning business. I made a survey, and you should hear some of the things that has done to the country. Last summer, people were seeing flying saucers all over the country.
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to tell me that psh caused that.
What time did you come on in the evening? Around supper time? Psh, blew all the plates right off the table.
Well, what can we do to stop all this disaster?
What can you do to stop it? Well, now, like me, it's very simple. Just modify the whoosh. That's all.
Well, how?
Well, you read one of them there commercials, and I'll show you.
Okay, but I've got a feeling Mr. Raleigh isn't going to like your version.
Oh, go right ahead. I'm a listener, you know.
Listen. Whoosh. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down excess nicotine. It's moisturized to cut down excess throat irritants. That's why no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritants, than the new, richer, yet milder Raleigh 903. Yes, this new Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down excess nicotine and throat irritants. This is the greatest improvement in cigarettes in 25 years. Smokers, take the advice of Robert Montgomery, star and director of Ride the Pink Horse, a Universal International picture. Mr. Montgomery says, quote, "The new Raleigh 903 is my cigarette, and I tell everybody to smoke it. The taste is really rich, yet the smoke is smooth and mild, thanks to Raleigh's new moisturizing process," unquote. So follow Robert Montgomery's advice. Smoke the new Raleigh 903, remember. It's moisturized to cut down excess nicotine and throat irritants.
There you are.
Well, what's the idea of... You're supposed to go... Whoosh.
Well, we got to bring back everything we blew away on that.
And now we present Chapter 2 of our nighttime radio serial entitled The Life of a Fireman.
Last week, Willie Lump Lump had cleared himself and was given another chance to prove himself as a fireman when the call to duty came through. And now, Chapter 2, To the Rescue.
Come on, boys, the alarm is sounding. Get on the truck. Come on, everybody.
Okay, Willie, you ready?
I'm ready. Get on the back of the truck.
I'm on. Let's go.
Hold on tight.
Oh, darn, I'm on the wrong truck.
Well, get on this one. Well, aren't you ready yet?
No, I think I got the wrong helmet on. This one's too big for me.
Well, you can't worry about that now.
Well, I'll just lift it up around my knee so I don't trip over it.
Get on the truck.
Okay.
Now, you drive.
Well, this ought to be good. Out of the way, you road hog, you drooper, you...
Hey, take it easy, Willie. There's a car pulled in there.
Say, that boy's a natural-born sport, ain't he, huh? Pull out in front of me driving a fire truck. I'll teach that dummy a thing or two. Kind of cozy with three in the front seat, ain't he, huh?
Look, there's the fire.
Well, that's a fire? That little anemic thing. Let's drive around the block a couple of times and let it get momentum.
Oh, this is a dilly, boys. It started the same way the others started.
Well, now that we know that, let's go back to the firehouse. I want to get...
Help! There's a woman on the fourth floor.
Well, let her come down to the second floor so we can get a better look at her.
All right, men. I want to volunteer to rescue that woman in the burning building.
Yes, sir.
All of you who don't want to risk it, fall out. You're the only man who stayed where he was. You've got what it takes.
No, I got my foot caught in a goofer hole.
Help me!
Oh, shut up!
I'm going to faint.
Willie, do you hear that?
Well, let her faint. I don't know how to help her faint.
Willie, are you a man or a mouse?
Well, that's a rather personal question, if you don't mind.
I want to know.
Well, ask my wife. She's the one that puts them cheese sandwiches in my lunch pail.
All right, go ahead and rescue her. I'll spray you down with water.
Okay. Easy, get that nasty tasting stuff in my mouth. Yeah, now, sprinkle me with a little talcum powder, and I'm all ready to go.
Hurry, Willie. The house is going to collapse at any second.
Well, then I'll wait and won't have so far to climb there.
Now, do you remember the fireman's carry?
Sure. I put one arm around her neck. She holds her arms out, lifts me up in her arms, and then we come down the ladder.
No, no, stupid.
I'm sorry. That's the way it's got to be. So when the picture shows in the newspaper, I'll have an easier way to explain it to my wife. That's the way it's got to be. Wait a minute. Let's not get carried away before I... Brother, that's that daytime cereal training. Okay, I'm coming, lady. Boy, I bet she blew out a tonsil that time. Boy, this ladder sure is hard to climb.
Well, no wonder. It's still lying on the ground.
I don't need a ladder anyway. I'll just run right up through the front door there, right up to the steps.
Willie, come back. I better stop that dope.
First floor. Second floor. Third floor. Whoop. Laundry chute. Woo-hoo. Oh, lady, here's the man who rescued your heroes here. Coming.
Willie, you're fired.
Not until I save that woman.
Well, then go next door. You're in the wrong building.
Well, look, Chief, so I won't be so embarrassed in front of the boys. Could I carry you down?
Does Willie make good? Tune in next week and find out when the Raleigh Productions present Chapter 3 of The Life of a Fireman.
Look, if you're the nervous type, folks, buy two cartons of Raleigh's tonight and you won't have to listen next week.
Listen. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down excess nicotine. It's moisturized to cut down excess throat irritants. That's why no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritants, than the new, richer, yet milder Raleigh 903.
Yes, this new Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down excess nicotine and throat irritants. It's the greatest improvement in cigarettes in 25 years.
Get the new Raleigh 903. You'll see the number 903 on the package. And you'll find the taste is richer, yet the smoke is milder. Remember, it's moisturized to cut down excess nicotine and throat irritants. Smoke the new Raleigh 903.
Dave Rose and his Raleigh Cigarette Orchestra play one of his recent compositions and his latest recording, Manhattan Square Dance.
Thank you.
title, Three Generations.
Mother, who left the phone off the hook?
Your son, Junior.
I'll have to have a talk with him. Where is he now?
He might be playing baseball outside, or he might be breaking things inside. Both.
But when he comes in, I'm going to talk to him.
What an education she's going to get. Junior?
Uh-oh, the voice of the hairbrush. Yes, Nemor?
You come here. I want you to do something.
Oh, goodness. I was just so busy trying to live me little delinquent life. And they're always yelling at me to do this and do that. Really, there should be three of me, you know. Ooh, what a horrible spot that would be. Sometimes I wish I was somebody else. And believe me, whoever I would be an improvement over what I is. Boy, I wish I was that way to boy down the street. That's what I...
What are you talking to yourself about?
I wasn't talking to myself. I just said I would like to be the way to boy down the street.
Oh.
He beat me up.
Have you been fighting again?
No, I haven't.
Then where'd you get that black eye?
I said I wasn't fighting. I didn't say he wasn't.
Did you throw your baseball through the living room window?
Yes, but it was my fault. It was that little kid next door.
How was it his fault?
Well, I was going to hit him in the head with a baseball and he ducked.
I don't know what's got into you this afternoon. You were a very good little boy all morning.
Well, I couldn't help it. I overslept.
What have you got in your hand?
Oh, look. Guess what it is. Look at
them.
Oh,
cockleburrs.
Cockleburrs?
Yes.
Them's cockleburrs?
Yes, dear.
I thought they was porcupine eggs.
Junior, while I'm thinking of it, did you take the phone off the hook?
I cannot tell a lie, so I'll keep me mouth shut.
Now, didn't you promise you wouldn't touch the phone?
Yes.
And didn't I promise you a spanking if you did?
Yes, but I'll tell you what. I broke my promise so you don't have to keep yours.
Now, Junior, listen to Grandma.
Fine.
If you don't start acting a little more like a gentleman, Grandma's going to have to go away.
Why?
Because your mother thinks that I'm the one that's spoiling you.
Did she say that?
Yes.
Your own little anemic flesh and blood? She said that to you? Well, why don't you turn her over your bony knee and give her a spanking?
Now, just mark what I've said down in your little book.
You mean you can stay if I is good?
Yes.
If I eat all my food and not mess up the table?
Yes.
And stop breaking things?
That's above all else.
Mm-hmm. When I need you, where would I find you?
So you'd like to see me go?
No, but that's a pretty big order. But I try to be good. Yes,
well,
for you,
Nemo. That's a good boy. You don't know how happy you've made me.
Really?
You've added 10 years to my life.
Well, let me run over to Tom Brenneman's and pick up an orchid for you.
I warned you about being sassy. Now you come here.
Now, here, don't you hit me. You hit me, I'm going to tell.
You tell what?
I'll tell everybody used to play the gorilla in the Pearl White cereals.
Why, I was no such thing.
Oh, no. Lights, camera, action.
Hold it a minute, Pearl, till I get my tail on.
You hit me. You broke me with a spike. You broke me with a spike.
Good heavens, what happened?
Uh-oh, the voice of the turtle. Nothing, I was just happy. I just says I'm broke, but I'm feeling fine.
Now, Mother, you shouldn't spank Junior. That's no way to correct a child.
Get that woman a carton of Raleigh.
Well, I used to spank you, Loreen, and you turned out all right.
Yeah, till I came along.
But modern psychology says...
Modern psychology, my foot. What this country needs is more old-fashioned woodsheds and less child psychology books written by bachelors.
Yes. Grandma is right. When I is bad, she spanks me, and I don't do what I do anymore, see? And you should spank me, too. Don't give me them widow love taps. Make me mine. Beat me head against the wall.
Oh, dear.
Send me a bed without me supper, you know. Let me stay in the room 2 or 3 weeks without bread and water, you know. Teach me a lesson. Let me widow up and die. Oh, no, no.
Now what's wrong?
I scared me down.
Poor baby.
Yeah, the poor baby.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Now that's enough of this foolishness, Junior. Let's not upset your nervous system.
What's that? Something like your apple cart?
That's a new phrase for a brat with a temper.
Oh.
Now, Mother, please. We're not living in the horse and buggy days.
Oh, no. Well, let me tell you something. The way everybody is horsing around in the world, they all seem buggy to me.
A child How can we talk right from wrong with words?
Yes, I guess too. And we got reform schools with plenty of students to prove it, too.
Now, I'll show you what I mean.
What, yes?
Junior.
Yes, ma'am?
Do you know the difference between right and wrong?
Yes, wrong is more fun.
Junior, don't sass your mother.
Well, you just sass your mother.
Junior.
Yes, ma'am?
And that's enough.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you see? You see? He's spoiled. He obeys you, but he doesn't have any respect for me.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Mommy? I didn't do that. Look at her, look at her.
Junior, both of you, stop it at once.
You
now, listen, dear. All children are alike. They only imitate the adult.
Yes.
He saw you talking back to me, so he thought it was fair for him to do it, too.
Yes, I did.
You don't think the so-called delinquent kid got that way on his own, do you?
No,
starts in the home.
No, really?
The child respects you, but you're away at the office so much that he doesn't get a chance to know you.
Yes,
now, just think of all the little kids that don't have grandmothers to give them care and affection. Every child needs that. Now, you believe me. Love is the best psychology for building up any good citizen.
That's right. I love you, Mommy.
I do.
Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. No.
Please stop crying. You're shrinking me lapels, please. You see, you don't get to see me much. And when you come in, you say, have you been a good boy? And I say, yes. And she tells me a story. And you say, some other time, Junior, I've got to go someplace.
Yes, you're right, darling. And I have been thoughtless.
Yeah.
But you've got to be good.
I is good. I run errands all the time for that sick man down the street.
Well, you mean that Mr. Grubble?
Yeah.
I wish you'd stay away from him. He's just an old, lazy hypochondriac.
Really? What's one of them things?
He just thinks he's sick.
He thinks he's sick?
Yes.
I got news for you, kiddo. They took him away today.
Why?
Now he thinks he's dead.
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to join us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And please buy a carton of Raleigh cigarettes, as the sponsor and I are in desperate need of the money. Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Raleigh's invites you rather good listening throughout the week. Listen to People Are Funny without Linkletter next Friday and join us again with the Red Skelton next Tuesday. Daylight saving time ends in certain areas next Sunday. Consult your local paper for time and station of this program next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and is brought to you by Raleigh Cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.